Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Gone!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
Let's get into the highlights, shall we? As it was a lefty special, the Southpaw special. Robert Gasser making his third big league start, going up against Trevor Rogers, a familiar foe, quite frankly a thorny foe over the years for the Brewers. But tonight would be not like one of those nights. In fact, the Brewers did not waste any time. In the first inning, Andrew Monasterio led off with a walk, and after being hitless in his last two games, William Contreras made a statement early.
In the pitch, drive out towards right center field. This is going to one-hop the wall. And extra bases for Contreras. Monasterio on his horse. He's around third. Here comes the throw to the plate, and it's not in time. It's an RBI double for William Contreras, and the Brewers on the board here in the top of the first.
Lane Grindle on the call here on 620 WTMJ. However, that would be the only run the Brewers would score in the first inning. That would be kind of a theme, leaving some ducks in the pond in this contest. Then in the second inning, yet another leadoff walk would come around to cash in, thanks to Blake Perkins.
The pitch, ground ball, under the glove of the shortstop Tim Anderson and into left field. Around third is Gary Sanchez. He will score. And now Perkins was caught between first and second, but nobody was covering first. So he's able to put the brakes on and hustle back to the bag. Miller stops at third. It's a 2-0 Brewers lead on an RBI single from Blake Perkins.
Lane, once again, Perkins actually reached base three times in this game. Really encouraging to see from him. But the Brewers in that inning would also leave two runners stranded, also have an out at the plate. Meanwhile, Robert Gasser was really efficient his first couple times through the order. He had allowed an unearned run in the second inning. He had a 5-pitch inning in the third, a 12-pitch inning in the fourth. He was rolling. In the fifth, he hit a little bit of a speed bump, allowing an RBI on a sack fly by Josh Bell after a leadoff double. But otherwise, Brewers were certainly still in control 4-2, but feel like they had opportunities over and over and over again. Try to drive in a run. How about this one from William Contreras?
1-1. Hard ground ball. He does come through. Base hit left field. Two runs will score. From third, Perkins. From second, Monasterio. It's a two-run single. William Contreras. That's the swing they were looking for. Williams driven in three. And the Brewers have a 4-1 lead in the fourth.
Josh Maurer on the call as Contreras now is up to 40 runs batted in on the season. So we fast forward with the Brewers leading by a 4-2 score. Gasser is back out for his sixth inning of work, and you blink, and just 17 pitches in the inning, three runs score, four seeing eye singles, including a sacrifice bunt that featured a wild race from Jazz Chisholm to score from second, and all of a sudden, the Marlins had the lead through six innings. They took advantage, leading 5-4, while the Brewers' offense went 5-for-19 with runners in scoring position. They were struggling. In the eighth inning, their backs were against the wall, left on left. And who else but Christian Yelich came through.
Yelich, a drive into right center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Bowers will score. It's rolling all the way to the wall. Contreras around third. Yelich on his way to third. Contreras in there safely. And the throw hits off the facing of the Marlins dugout. Yelich in there with a two-run triple. And the Brewers take a 6-5 lead here in the eighth.
Lane's all excited on the call. The Brewers have the lead. Then the next batter, a guy that's really due for some good luck, Willy Adames.
Now Adames lines one off the glove of the third baseman Rivera and into left field. Yelich trots home. Adames on his way to second. An RBI double, and the Brewers lead it 7-5.
So Willy gets a pair of doubles in the game. That was some key insurance the Brewers did not get last night. And then they hand it over to their leverage bullpen, Yoel Piamps. No problem, 1-2-3 eighth inning. Then Trevor McGill ended the game in style.
1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. He went back to Uncle Charlie, and he strikes out Jake Berger. And the Brewers prevail in game two here tonight. Your final 7-5.
And the Brewers level the series one game apiece with the victory. They now improve to 28-20.